Okay, let's get into Shkolim Yerushalmi, Daf Lamed Daled 34, as we continue here with the last full daf of the fourth parak, Parak Hatruma. This parak started off with Hatruma, Mahayu Osimba, right? Well, what did they do, what did they use the truma for? We spoke all about the, different types of carbonous, sorchet sibor, carbonous sibor, and then we spoke in later on in the parak about leftovers. What do you do with the moser of this and the moser of that? And then we got into, and what happens if you're makter something, stam. That was the last mission that we just had, is stam kachim lebet kabayas, stam kachim le kachim izbeach. So the Mishnah, if you remember, had a couple of different cases. What was included in the stam hakdasha? Back on daf lamed aleph. The Mishnah said, case number one was if you're makter shachasim, and it has things that are royal carbon sibor. So we said that meant ktoris. Right, number one. Category, that was case number one. Case number two was, if you, well, we've been talking about the past 3 days, if you were makdash dechasim and there were animals in it that were roy to be karbanos. So what do you do? Are these animals brought as a karban ola, as a karban shlamim, kachim is beach? That was case number two. And now we have case number three that we're going to talk about. What if somebody is makdash dechasim and there were items for the mizbeach, for the beis hamikdash, but not animals? What do you have? Yenos, shmanim, vaofos. Wine, oil, and birds. So what's a behemos? So wine, oil, and birds. So what's the halacha there? Because those are fit for the mizbeach, or you could use wine, nisach ha-yayin, and oils used for the carbon mincha, and ofos, as we know, as chatas and ola. So what's the halacha there? So Rabbi Elazar, right, we pointed out when we did the Mishnah, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, earlier in the Mishnah, that says them kachar the bedek abayis. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, a different Tana, who says, what do? You take all the wine and the oil and the birds, you sell it, litzriche oso amin, whoever might need wine, oil, and birds, so you sell it to them, you take that money, and you bring with that money, olos. You bring with that money, olos. Why? Because this shita seems to be going like the first opinion, like stam kachim le ola, le mizbeach. So therefore you take all of that, you sell whoever needs it, and v'yavi b'demei and olos. The important one that's going to be for us today is the birds one. You're going to sell the birds. Sell the birds. Yayin, that's used for nisach, nisach hayayin. There's a beautiful thought, I don't know, we mentioned this recently, of Rev Zevin in La Torah v'la Moadim. Rev Zevin notes that if you look in Parsha Shlach, right after the Chetam of the Meraglim, we have two mitzvahs that are given to Bnei Yisrael. Two mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, and we have the mitzvah of Chala, Hafarshas Chala. Those are the two mitzvahs in Shlach. Besides at the end when you have the mitzvah of Tzitzis. But the Chazal already pointed out, why were these two mitzvahs given to Klal Yisrael right then, right after the Gzeira, that they're not going into the promised land, they're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give them two mitzvahs that only would apply in Eretz Yisrael. To give him chizik, you're going to go in. Hafarsh Haschala, right? Hafarsh Haschala is not, it's not a mitzvah until they go in. So that's why Nisachim and Chala are mentioned there. Rav Zevin notes, maybe these two bedafka are specifically appropriate for a tikkun of the Chet HaMeraglim. Because why? Well, the root of the Chet HaMeraglim, according to many, was that Bnei Yisrael felt, Bnei Yisrael and the Nesi'im felt, isn't this what life's about? We're surrounded by the Adonai HaKavod. We're living basically a kolel life. Everything is given to us. We're just learning and davening and spiritual, and our clothing grows with us. We have no financial needs, no financial responsibilities, nothing. We're just sitting and basking in the glory of God. Isn't that what life's about? And that's why they said, let's stay in the Midbar. And that was a terrible, tragic chait. Because the point of life is not just to stay there, but to go into the land of Israel and to sanctify it and to settle it in a kedusha way and fill your life with mitzvahs, being a farmer and agriculture and setting up the whole society there. That was the goal. So says Rav Zevin, there are two ways that we could sanctify our life, either by bringing kedusha down into our life or bringing our life up to the heavens. Right? Either you schlep the kedusha down or you schlep our life up. That's nisachim, nisuch. Nisuch is pour. The act of pouring is going from up to below. You start up and you're pouring down. So that symbolizes bringing the kedusha down. And then you have the other way. Hachala, what's the formulation of the Torah? Tarimu truma. Tarimu, lift it up. lifted up. So that's symbolizing two opposite directions. Nisuch is going, pouring down, and chala tarimu tshuma harama is laharim, to lift up. So those are the two symbolic mitzvos having to do with sanctifying our life, and that's the tikkun for the chet of the meraglim. I'll just add, that's Rav Zevin. Now, I'll just add that on Sukkis, we have double Nisuch. Right? We know it's the only, every day of the Beis HaMikdash, they poured wine on the Mizbeach, and on Sukkis, we have Nisuch HaMayim. Right? Which is based on Halakha Moshe B'Sinai, or Remez in the Torah. Nisuch HaMayim for a week. And that's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where Shoev the Mayim. So why Dafka Sukkis? Because maybe Sukkis is the holiday that we bring the Kedusha. That's super Nisuch, right? We bring, we sleep and eat. It's all mitzvah. So we're bringing the Kedusha down into our lives. So the symbol of the Nisuch for Rav Zevin, which is bring the Kedusha down into our lives, that really, that's the holiday that, that personifies this the most is Sukkis. And maybe that's why there's double Nisuch on Sukkis, Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayin. Okay. So that's just one thought on Yayin. Again, but the Mishnah we're talking about here that day in the Mishnah was that if you find all these items, if your Makdish property and included in these items are wine, oil, and birds, so that they're sold to the people who need it, and you take the proceeds and you buy Ola. Says the Gemara. Now, so what's the source of that? So Makdish, top of Lamadala Manalf. Hamakdish, Dachas of Amri Blazar, it says Rabbi Lazar, remember not Rabbi Eliezer, Balazar, Yimachal Zarchi Olos. Right, you take all of it, you sell it to people who need it, for people litzarchei osohamin, whatever who needs that, and you take the money for tzarchei olos. Rabbi Yavo, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, time of Rabbi Eliezer, maybe it should be Rabbi Lazar. Right, this the girsa on the side has changed. Time of Rabbi Lazar, daber el aharon ve'el banav gomer sheyakrivu l'Hashem la'ola. It's the same pasuk that we quoted on the previous amud. Speak to Ba'ar Bnei Yisrael, what your makriv la'ola hakol karav ola. So it's all Ola. You bring it as it, meaning you take everything that you're makdish stam, like we just said, the wine and the oil, you sell it to people who need these, those things, and you take the money and bring an Ola. Lertzonchem tamim zachar, that's the next phrase. Yachal afilu ofos. You might think even ofos. What's that question? Yachal afilu ofos. So you might think, there's two ways of understanding, the Tiklun Chadatin, the other Mefarshim. So what did we just say? You take the wine and the oil and the birds, you sell it to people who need it, and then you take with that money, you buy olos. What do we pashtus assume? That means olas behema. So the Gemara, the Havamina here in the Gemara is that you might think that you buy bird ofos, not just animal ofos, not behemas. Why is it behemas? Why not birds also? Birds are also ofos. Tamalomar, babakar, lo ofos. No, cattle. Bakar, lo ofos. You can't use it to buy, you can't use it to buy ofos. Period. So that's what you do. That's what you do with the wine and the oil and the birds. You sell it to people who need it, and then you take the money. You take the money and buy behemos, but not ofos. Says the Gemara, why can't you buy ofos? Why can't you buy ofos as an ola? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bun Barchiyah, have a yasvin va'amrin. Taman, one second. Taman, over there, a couple days ago. Remember we had the three days about if somebody is makdish a nekeva, for an animal that's supposed to be a male, right? Lama bezim a base. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said there, explaining Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Yochanan said, back on Lama bezim a base, Rabbi Shimon said, if you're makdish a nekeva for a Pesach or an Asham, it's meaningless. Because there's no such thing as a keva, Asham, Pesach. But for an Ola, yes, because after all, there's Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of could be a nekeva, just Ola Sa'behema can. So Rabbi Yochanan said that nekeva has relevance to a carbon Ola over there on Lama bezim a base. Right? Taman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taimad Rabbi Shimon, Shekein Nekeva, Shabov, Ksheir, Lava, Ola. That when somebody is Makdish in Nekeva for an Olas Behema, it does get some type of Kedushas Haguf, because after all, Nekeva is not Mufka from the world of Ola, because after all, so it could be a Nekeva Sa'of. The Hacha, but over here, Hu Amar Hachin, but going to the Karbana Eda, but here, this is what you say, meaning, what do we say here? If somebody is makdish stam, birds and wine and oil. So if you're makdish oaf, what does the Mishnah say you do? You sell it to somebody who needs the bird. One second. Rabbi Yochanan said over there that if you're makdish in a keva for an ola, it gets kedushas haguf somewhat because the keva is not mufka from the world of ola. So if you actually were makdish an ola, shouldn't that have some level of kedushas aguf? You're makdish a bird. If you're makdish the bird, so how could you sell it? How could you sell the bird? We said before, again, if you're makdish a behemas nekeva for an ola, it is significant because after all, nekeva is shayach in the world of ola because ola is a oaf. So ola could be a nekeva. So here the Gemara is asking, so if you're actually makdish an oaf, you're telling me it doesn't get any kedushas aguf because you're able to sell it? Look at the Karban Eidah. V'hachu amar hachin, tahamakdish ofos yimachru. If you were makdish birds, according to the Shita, you could sell it. Shaminan, you're only allowed to sell an animal that's a tam if it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Right? Shaminan, delo nakhti lu kedushas aguf. Demokin asur olimkar, you wouldn't be able to sell it. So, says the Gemara, how are you able to sell this? How do you put these two Rabbi Yochanans together? Rabbi Yochanan, again, on... Put the two shitas together. Right? Some point out, one's a Yochanan, one's a Shlakas, maybe it's a Machlokas. But the Gemara is putting it together. Again, what's the question? How could Rabbi Yochanan say, on daf lamed beis lamed beis? Rabbi Yochanan explained the shita that if somebody is makdish in a keva to be an ola, on your keva, an ola, ola has to be a zachar. So it should have zero significance. No. Ola sahov could be in a keva. So you see, Nekeva isn't mufka from the world of Ola. So even though you did it in Behema here, it does get a little significance of Karchim is Be'ach, and that's why we said, wasn't Afkamina, Osa Tmura. That's what we said on Dachlam and Beis and Beis. So Rabbi Yochanan there says that Nekeva is Shayach in the world of Ola, and therefore, a Nekeva's Behema for an Ola would have a certain level of Klushas Aguf. So here, you amaklish a bird Stam, and we say it's going to end up being for Olos. So you could sell it? How can you sell it? Doesn't it have Klushas Aguf? Gets on an animal that's tam, that is kedushas aguf. So how can you put these two together? Answer, says the Gemara, well, what's your other option here? The Gemara is about to say, you're so gadol. What's your other option here? You have this bird that a person was makdish stam. So we say, oh, it's going to be for an ola. But it can't, so what's the option? Sell it? No, so we're saying, oh, you can't sell it because it's tam. Okay, wait for it to get a mum and then sell it. That doesn't work. Because birds cannot be sold even if they get a mum. Got to be redeemed, right? That's the chiddush of the, as we know from elsewhere in Kachim. Ein pidyon la'of. Let's read it. Kol sheni cholali karev. If something that you're makdish, if it gets kedushas aguf, you will be able to do nothing with it. You wouldn't be able to sell it while it's a tam. You wouldn't be able to sell it while it's a bamum. Guess what? Then we say it never gets kedushas aguf. It just gets kedushas damim. So there's something meaningful for your hakdasha. Kol sheni cholali karev. Something that wouldn't be able to be hukraf if it got kedushas aguf. Lo hi velo dameha, not it or not its value. Lo kacha ela hektish damim. Here, so it would only get hektish damim. So in this case, where you're makdish, stam a bird, right? So what do we say? Vamardios, we say it's appropriate what you say. Lehakrivo, you can't be makriv it stam. Let's be makriv the bird itself. No. The concept of stam hektish, based on the pasuk that we just said, only says bakar. Like we've been at the Yachol Dachsev, bakar loba ofos. So, okay, you can't be makrovit, so redeem it. You can't redeem it. Levdoso in at the Yachol she'ein la'of pidyon. Because a bird can never be redeemed, even if it gets a mum. That's a special din. An animal can be redeemed, that's psuli hamakdashim. A bird can't be redeemed. We'll see that in the Rambam Azur in a minute. Lefom kein, that's why in this specific case, sarech lameimar lo katsha ela klushas damim. Period. What we say before, what we say at Daf Lama Beis Mabeis, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody is makdish a nekevas behema for an ola, it achieves a little klushas aguf. Because nekeva is not totally mufka from the world of ola, because you know there's something called an ola sa'of. Fine, that's the halacha. And that's where he gets a certain level of klushas aguf. But here, if I'm makdish a bird, without staying what I want to be makdish it for, so we learn based on a pasuk, you can't bring it as an ola. So what's the other choice? You're going to sell it, but you can't sell it. So if you can't sell it, and you can't bring it as an ola, so what's the purpose of your being makdash it? It must be that it only gets kedushas damim. And that's why, value kedusha, that's why you're able to sell it. Period. Let's read this in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Vav. Get a lot of kachim here, Baruch Hashem. These dafim, a lot of kachim. We have, we mentioned in Agdama that Shkalim could be in Kachim or in Moed. So it was put into Shkalim because of the first Mishnah. Because the time of the year that you announce is from Rosh Chodesh Adar. But really, it's a lot of Kachim here. The Rambam says, Perek Vav, Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach. Again, the Rambam's creation. Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach.
Kishem Shemitzvah Lios Kol Karban Tamim.
Just like there's a mitzvah for every animal to be without blemish, tam.
V'nivchar, and chosen. Kach Nisachav Yutmimim V'nivcharim.
If you give some wine libation, you can't give spoiled wine to pour on the Mizbeach. Even though nobody's going to drink it. Doesn't matter. It's got to be nice.
Flour.
You're going to bring wormy flour for the Mizbeach? Oh, come on. Spoiled oil?
No. Not only do the animals have to be tamim, the oil, the wine, the flour, everything. Even,
Rambam says, the wood, based on the Gemara. You can't bring spoiled wood. What, wormy wood? If you're makdish wormy wood, it's ki'ilu, the Rambam says, you're makdish a balmum lamizbeach.
Wood,
says the Rambam. V'chein atzei ha-ma'aracha lo yiyu ela nivcharim, v'lo yiyah bohem to'eles. Lo yiyu ela nivcharim, should be nivcharim, v'lo yiyah bohem to'eles, to'las. This shouldn't be wormy. V'chol eit shehitliyak shulach pasul lamizbeach. And then the Rambam says, Hamakdish yain pasul lo solas psul lo shem and pasul lo eitzim psul lo mizbeach. If somebody actually is makdish, spoiled wine, flour, oil, hare hadavar safek im domim lebal mum kibehema veloke. Oh, ain't a balmum.
Is it mamish like a balmum? Like a makdish balmum? Again, we said, the Rambam Shita we said yesterday, the Sefer Achina points out that he says you get malchus, even though it's just words.
So would you get malchus for being makdish wormy wood? Or flour that's wormy? I'm not sure, says the Rambam.
Lefichach ein oloke umaknos umakas markus.
So you're not going to get malchus. And then the next halacha is the one that is our Gemara.
Hasolas vayan vashem malavona va'ofos va'etzim for klisharis.
What happens if you're makdish perfect things, and then it gets spoiled, and the oil gets spoiled, or the flour, the wood gets wormy? So then ein poden oso, there's no pidyon. There's only pidyon for animals, pet behemos, but not for any of these. Shenemar, because the pasuk says we're about to have in the Gemara, the he'emid, the he'erich. There's something called hamada v'ha'aracha. You have to be able to stand up the animal before to get it evaluated. If you can't stand it up, can't get evaluated, it's no pidyon. Kosh yeshnu ba'amada v'nerach, ve'elush einam b'chal hamada. You can't stand up flour. You can stand up an animal. You can't stand up flour or oil. It's a special dig, zeres hakasev. It needs ha'amada v'ha'aracha. If you can't have ha'amada, then it can't be nerach, and therefore it can't be nifteh. Lefichach ein niften la'olam. That's why it's never nifteh. The Mefarshim point out here, I understand that by oil and wine and flour, but birds? Why can't birds be stood up? You can stand up a bird. Right? So that's how the Radvaz deals with that. Must be a Xeris HaKasav. Must be a Xeris HaKasav. Okay. There's also a beautiful Radvaz here, because the Gemara in, I think it's in Menachas, has the question, right? The Rambam Safek is based on questions of the Gemara, of Intim Salomars, right? That there's, the Gemara, the Rava has the question of, you know, what about if you're makdish, wormy wood, wormy flour, wormy wine? Is it all the same question? What if you have four separate questions? So the Radvaz here and Perek Vav goes through each one, why you would have thought, even if one of them, wood, maybe wood is not an issue, because wood is just a hechsher carbon. It's not mamish a carbon. So maybe even if you want to say wormy wood is not a makdish l'balmum, but wine that's actually part of the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why you can still ask a question like that. And then he says, wine still, wine is not similar to a bird. A bird, so each one could be, you build on the other one, each separate question. The Radvaz goes through each one. Then he just asks at the end, the Radvaz says, Vini Bakaran Behema, Ika Arba Malkius. We mentioned this also last year. Four Malkius for a Behema. If you're Makdish Balmum, Shochet, Zorek, or Maktir. Four. Wine, or flour, oil, and wood, only have two. Makdish and Makriv. Haktarasi Murin, Sarach Iyun, he says, flour, is there a separate isidaraisa for kemitza of flour, of a balmon, of if it's, wormy? Okay? That's the Radvaz's, question, and we continue. Says the Gemara. Chavraya. So, this Gemara, this next few lines, was put earlier by the Tiklun Chadatin and the Gra. But we have it here, so we're going to read it here. This is going back on the Shita on Lamed Beis Mabez. Again, we had three Shitas there. If you're Makdish a Nekeva for an animal that's supposed to be a male. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Shimon, the second Rabbi Shimon there says, it's all meaningless. They can't be in a keva. So it's all, at most, kedushas damim. It's not kedushas mizbeach. The one other opinion said, no, they all have kedusha. It all is meaningful. It has some level of kedusha. And then we had some chilukim. Maybe only an ola, because there's an ola sa'of nekeva. Maybe a pesach, because a pesach turns into a shlamim. Or maybe an asham, because an asham turns into a ola. So we had that discussion in the last year. So now we're going to look for a makar. What's the makar for the third shita there? That it's all meaningless. If you're makdash in a keva for something that's supposed to be a male, there's no kedusha saguf. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivo bar Nagri, Amar Kumi Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So two versions b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Taima dehein tanya, a reason for this opinion, the following. Vim kol behema tameya, asher lo yakrivu mimena karban l'shem, in any behema tameya. Asher lo yakrivu, karban l'shem, if you're makdish a behema tameya, so it can't mean a non-kosher animal, because there's a pasuk later on that talks about that. So what does behema tameya here mean? Mata malomar tameya. What does tameya here mean, not kosher? Ella, afilu temeya ba'oso hashem. It means temeya for in this category, meaning nekeva. It might be good for other karbanos, but it's not good for this category. That's what's being referred to in the pasuk. If you have a behema temeya, that refers to temeya problematic in this category. It's a nekeva. What does the pasuk continue to say? Behemid es habehema lefnei hakohen. Right? Hamad v'arach, as we just said, which means pidyon. So what is the pasuk saying? If you're makdash in a keva, you can redeem it. But you can redeem it. Before it gets a mum, yeah, it must be that it doesn't get any kedushas mizbeach. It's just purely kedushas damim, value kedusha, so you can redeem it without getting a mum. This is the makar for that shita. Again, the shita, the third shita that we had back on the Chlam HaBeis Mabeis, that if you're makdash in a keva for an animal that's for a company that's supposed to be a male, meaningless, only kedushas damim, this is the makar. Because the pasuk is talking about behemot tmeah, we assume that's talking about in a keva, and we say if it's a problem, it's tmeya, but also shame in this category, that is what the pasuk is referring to. And then it says vehemid es habehema, referring to pidyon right afterwards, even without getting a mum. Says the Gemara, we'll talk about that, but let's just finish the flow. Vekasha, I don't think that would work. We're trying to explain the third shita, which was the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one. So you're putting Rabbi Shimon onto this pasuk? Vekasha, beduksiv, vehemid, veherich? Question mark? What does that mean? If you look in Maseches Tmura, the Karban Eda explains, Rabbi Shimon is the shita that says, ha'amada v'ha'aracha only applies for animals that had kedushas haguf. Right? That animals that had kedushas haguf, that it had inherent kedusha, and it got a mum, so now you're mamid u'ma'arich it. You can redeem it. But Rabbi Shimon there, for whatever reason, Rabbi Shimon there in Tmura says that for kedushas damim, there's never ha'amada v'ha'aracha. But this pasuk is referring to, right, what's the next phrase in the pasuk? Ve'he'emid es ha'behem lefnei ha'kohen. This pasuk is referring to ha'amada v'ha'aracha, and you're trying to use that as a makar for Rabbi Shimon, for, a nekeva is only going to have kedushas damim, but he says over there, ha'amada v'ha'aracha is only used only for animals that have kedushas haguf. So it's apples and oranges, you can't mix. We're trying to say that this pasuk is a makar for Rabbi Shimon, that if you're makdish a nekeva for an animal that's supposed to be a zachar, it only has kedushas damim. But Rabbi Shimon over there in Tmura says that ha'amada v'ha'aracha, which the pasuk is referring to, is only by animals that have kedushas haguf, inherent kedusha, that it got a mum, not for kedushas damim. So we reject this makar. And the Gemara says, this pasuk is referring to a different halacha, and it's the makar for a different shita that we had back on Daf Lamed Beis. Which shita? Rabbi Zi'i, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, lo amar kein. No, the drash is not what we just said. Ella, the following. V'im kol behemah tameya shelo yakrivu mimena karban l'Hashem. Right, if it's a behemah tameya, which we just said meant this taste of nekeva. Asher yakrivu that you can't be makrivid. What's the drasha? Kol she'ena ru'uya likarev lo kan v'lo b'makam acher eino osa tzmura. Any animal that is not roy to be hukrav anywhere, that does not achieve any kedusha saguf, and that does not create tamura. Yatisa nekeva, excluding nekeva, le'ola, switch that word, excluding a nekeva, the urmakav is an ola, sh'ava b'sheina ru'ya likarev kan, ru'ya likarev b'makam acher. It's right to be a makravid in a different place, meaning a nekeva is kosher to be a carbon, just not here. So that's the limud from the Gemara. from the drasha from the pasuk. When do you say that somebody does not achieve any kedushas aguf? That's only if it's not right to be a carbon anywhere, like a balmum. But if something that's right to be a carbon somewhere, like in a keva, so then it does achieve. So this is the makar for the first shita back on Daf Lamed Beis, that nekeva for an ola does achieve certain kedusha because it's ola sa'of. Asham and ola, asham and pesach, not. Because those nekeva are totally mufka from. We're talking a lot, remember Rambam Karbanos. We're talking about a number of Reb Shimon shitas, right? Two out of the three shitas that we had back on Daf Lamed Beis, what we've been talking about the last couple of days. If you're Makdish and Akeva, so two out of three shitas were Rabbi Shimon. Does Rabbi Shimon think it makes a difference if I'm Makdish and Akeva, Spahema, oh, but it's Ola Sa'of? So somewhere inside here, you know, Nekeva is Shayach to Ola. What do you say, like the third Reb Shimon? No. This is a Behema. A Behema Nekeva can never be used as an ola, so don't talk to me about it having any kedusha saguf. Interesting. Which Rabbi Shimon, again, the two shitas b'shem Rabbi Shimon, which Rabbi Shimon would maybe we say maybe it's more lishitaso? Not such lishitaso, but we discussed a couple of years ago, but it comes up every couple of months so often, that Rabbi Shimon, is there a theme of Rabbi Shimon shitas throughout Shas? Again, it might not work for every, but very often, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimius shibo. And Rabbi Yehuda always looks at the physically what's in front of you. Malacha shenis yichel gufa and davar shenis miskavein. Hilcha Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, you did the malacha, yuchayev. I don't care what you were thinking. You did the malacha, yuchayev. Malacha shenis yichel gufa, you did it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan, you still chayev. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're putter. You're putter. Why? Because it's about the pnimius. Right? What you were thinking, you weren't thinking. So you weren't thinking about the malacha, so it's not going to be a daraisa. That's number one. Malacha shenis yichel gufa and davar shenis miskavein. Same root. Number one. Number two. Darshin on time and dekra. And above mitzia. Rabbi Shimon says, you darshin reasons for mitzvos in order to create the contours of the mitzvah. Right? You have to give back a mashkon of a widow. Rabbi Shimon says, only a poor widow. A rich widow needs your mashkon back. You don't have to give the mashkon of a rich widow back. Darshin on time and dekra. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Torah says, give back the mashkon. Period. It doesn't matter. Aniya or Ashira. Right? Darshin and time and dekra. Rabbi Shimon is Darshin and time and dekra. You go by the premium. What's inside. Even remember Rabbi Shimon in the cave. Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel in the Bavli. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Oh, the Romans. They're so nice. They build bridges and tolls and they set up financial systems and bathhouses. And Rabbi Shimon says, you know why they do all that? Selfish reasons. Because they're into their own pleasure and they want to take taxes from us. You look at the kavanas. Rabbi Shimon often, he looks at the pnimius. Right? Chametz, you have to destroy chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to destroy it. Ein b'yir chametz al b'sreifa. Burn it, destroy it. Rabbi Shimon says, you could somehow change its essence. Mefar v'zor al ruach, matel ayam. It's physically still here, but it has a different nature, different essence. Many times, there are many other shittas also, Rabbi Shimon often looks at the pnimius. So maybe you could say here, this one version of Rabbi Shimon is like, right here, you have a behema that's in a keva. It doesn't have kedusha aguf, period, nothing. Physical is in front of you. But the other Reb Shimon, maybe that fits like Reb Shimon l'shitas, the other Reb Shimon is like, yeah, but in a certain sense, an a keva is connected to the ola sa'of, and this is an ola in terms of status. So maybe you think about it a little deeper, so maybe it could connect to the nekeva and the ola. So maybe that would be related. Or not, maybe it's not connected at all. But either way, that's a suggestion. The Rambam, at the end of Temura, again, the nafkamina that we're talking about, whether there's any kedushas haguf or kedushas mizbeach, that's the Rambam at the end of Temura. The Gemara says the nafkamina is whether there's osa Temura or not, because one is only able to be mamir. What does that mean? I have animal A and I want to switch it. I want to make animal B a carbon instead of animal A. That's an isadaraisa to do. And if I do it, they're both kadosh. Right, that's the halacha. That's an issa daraisa, and then it's an issa zaseh by Yahu Ismaraso Yekodesh. The Rambam, we mentioned this, the end of Hilchas Temura, just says that what's the tam hamitzvah yireli? Because the Torah knows deep down that whenever we want to be generous, it doesn't last. You know, somebody gives a big misha berach in shul and gives donates a lot of money, then after Shabbat, he's like, what was I thinking? Right, what was I thinking? I offered so much money to the shul and, right, it doesn't last. So you might want to give a big fat carbon, but then you get home, you're like, I want to give a cow, I want to give a sheep, I want to give a little more. The Torah says, no, you can't switch. Even if you're switching for the good, you can't switch. Because the Torah goes down to perfect your personality. And the Lashon, v'kol elu advarim, k'dei lakuf yitzro ulatakin adeos, deosav. And mitzvahs are about straightening my midos. V'rov dinei Torah, most of dinei Torah, einan ela, etzos meirachok migado la'etza, l'sakin adeos uliyashu kalamasim. Great Lashon. Torah is, most of Torah are etzos meirachok migadol ha'etza. Their wisdom and advice from afar from the great advisor. L'sakin adeos uliyasher kol hamasim. That's what mitzvahs are, including the iser of tamura and the mitzvahs aseh, if we try to do it v'ahiyahu smaraso yiyah kodesh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But the Shem, next time we finish up the fourth and into the fifth.